faking it gets exhausting. Here, we keep it real. What's good, guys, and welcome back to another episode of Curls and Courage, where y'all know we bring the curls and the courage. I'm your host, Kinsley Meeks, wellness entrepreneur, fitness coach, bikini bodybuilder, and a digital creator here to inspire you to live boldly and unlock your highest physical and mental potential. First off, thank you guys so much for taking the time to watch or listen to today's show, and hope you guys are feeling blessed, feeling all the good vibes. It's always interesting for me to learn how people kind of got into what they do, like hearing people's come up stories and what they're truly passionate about. And obviously, with fitness being such a big part of my life, today I want to share my personal fitness journey and not just what it's done for me physically, not just talking about aesthetics, but what it has done for me mentally, because I truly do believe, and you can see by the title of this episode, fitness really has prepared me for life. And that's something that I feel like I am super passionate about just inspiring others on, right? So fitness has been the foundation, I would say, of my life from a very young age. And of course, again, yeah, I like to look good. Having a six pack is nice. You know, I want my booty to be kind of peachy, looking good, looking big, yes. But what fitness has done for my mind really translates to every other area of my life. Consistency with fitness has made me the person that I am today, has helped shape me. And that did not happen overnight. Fitness is a lifelong journey. And that all started for me way before I had the physique that I have now or the mindset that I have now. Along my journey in fitness, I don't think I really realized the depth of the lessons it was teaching me along the way. But you guys will get more into that later. I want to talk back to where my fitness journey actually began. So as a child, I always loved to be active. I've just always loved moving my body, honestly, to an extent that's too much. So around the ages of like 8 to 9, I started running. I started dancing around that same time, playing soccer. I did cheerleading, was always flipping. And then later down the road, once I was, you know, a little bit more of an age that I could compete, I started getting into competitive cross-country, track, and cheerleading as well. And I always took it seriously with any sporting event. I'm a competitive person. But of course, again, when you're young, you're kind of just doing things for fun. You don't really know where it's going to lead you or really what you're passionate about until you just continue to do it more and more. So again, I wasn't trying to necessarily achieve anything or achieve a certain look, especially when it came to fitness. I just knew that I loved how moving made me feel from the first time I got on the track or the first time I lifted weights, the first time I started flying in the air, doing backflips. I just loved moving my body. So firstly, when it came to fitness for me, my main passion was running. I started competing as soon as I could, probably at like age 11. And I was also taking cheer more seriously at the time. So it was those two things. Wasn't really lifting weights. It was just running competitively and doing cheerleading. And as I got more serious about these events, of course, I wanted to get stronger. I wanted to be better for these specific sports. So then I got into the gym around age like 14, 15. And I remember being, again, just a teenager, not even knowing how to drive, couldn't even go to the gym. And I'm like begging my mom every day, please take me to the gym. I'm like waiting at the door. I'm like, I can't wait to go to the gym. I'm thinking about it all day long. Even when I was in school, like I was never like a very school person, I guess I would say. I mean, I cheated on all my tests. I didn't like to pay attention. I hated sitting at a desk all day. I was smart, so I guess, you know, I had good grades. It wasn't an issue for me to just excel in that way, not to be boastful, but it was like, yeah, like I got done what I needed to, but I just couldn't care less about being there. Reason being, I'm just thinking all day long, like, God, please help me get out of this damn desk. I want to go to the track and run, or I want to go to the gym and lift. I want to go to cheer practice and flip. That was always kind of my mentality. So at this point in my life, I was generally a pretty happy person. Again, this is like up until my teenage years. I'm still in high school. Very happy person when I was younger, but I did have pretty crippling anxiety from a young age and a lot of self-doubt. So this kind of looked like panic attacks where you literally, if you've never had a panic attack, it sucks, especially when you don't really know what's going on. Now, luckily, to be honest, this is still something that I experience and it's always scary, but I at least know how to manage it a little bit better than I did back in the time. So you feel like you can't breathe. You feel like the world is literally ending, just super scary. And it's really hard to kind of get your heart rate down and get your breath back, especially when you're alone, right? So I had a lot of that. I had ruminating thoughts all the time, just constantly really anxious, not worried, but anxious. And there's a big difference, and just thinking I wasn't good enough. It was crazy too, because at the time when I was in high school, people thought that I was really confident, and I was confident growing up. I mean, I had a lot of friends, you know, I was popular in grade school, you know, like homecoming queen, went out to events all the time, just cheerleader, I'm always outside or whatever. But in the inside, again, I guess I was confident for that age, but I did have a lot of insecurities. And once I got into fitness, this is why it's relatable, I found that that really helped me mentally more than aesthetically, right? I always thought that my fitness, my athletics would get me somewhere. I immediately just kind of noticed how it made me feel when I was doing specific sports, when I was lifting weights, when I was running on the track. I noticed how free that my mind felt, free from these anxieties, free from these insecurities, just feeling so much better. Because in those moments where I was doing something for my body, I wasn't so concerned with what was going on in my mind. I wasn't having this self-doubt. I wasn't having any anxiety. I was just enjoying what I was doing, because training, working out, it gave me structure in my day, and it helped me stay out of a lot of trouble as well. It gave me purpose and direction. It allowed me not to go out and like party every single weekend or get into, you know, hard drugs or drinking every weekend, because I wanted to be the best that I could be at my sports. And yeah, I had my fun here and there, but even from a young age, I stayed disciplined and focused. And it was just always something, I guess, that I knew that I should be doing. And I'm a big believer that, like, if you find something and you're like, okay, I love this, and you feel like your heart is pulling you towards it, at all costs, you have to chase that for as long as you can and at least see where it takes you. And a lot of times you don't know where it's going to take you. And that's kind of how fitness was for me. It's evolved so much over the years, which I'll get into later as far as what I do and why I do it and how I've been able to compete with it and kind of where it's taken me in life as well. But again, it was just a feeling from a young age that was very strong inside of me. So I want to get into, I say fitness evolved for me. What does that really mean? The type of fitness that I was doing changed a lot from the course of ages like 15 to 24, how I am now. So almost 10 years. When I was running competitively and cheering competitively at the time, that was really what I thought I was going to do with my career. Like, I thought I was going to go to school and run or be a competitive cheerleader, but I ended up stopping cheer because I wanted to focus on run. You can't really run and cheer and be the best at both. You just have to give so much to each one. So running was kind of where my passion was, and I was good, you know, at the time, but I wasn't good enough to go D1. And I also ended up having numerous injuries. I actually broke my hip when I was 17 or 18, which really pushed me back in my running career. My knees were always messed up, and it got to the point where running just wasn't really fun for me anymore. As I mentioned, at one point in my life, it freed my anxiety, but at one point it was like, okay, this is too much. I'm not enjoying it. Maybe I burnt myself out. Maybe it was because I just truly was not good enough at the time. But anyways, I have this hip fracture. I couldn't go D1 again in college. So I'm like, okay, this just isn't for me anymore. And I felt kind of that pull, honestly, from God. I'm a woman of faith, of course, you know, shout out to my Lord. But I just felt like that wasn't the direction that he wanted me to head in. Even if I wanted it, it's not God's plan, and it's just not what's working out in my life. So that was a really hard thing for me to kind of overcome and just admit to myself. But I had to, right? That's just how life worked out. So at this time, I was probably like 17. And again, I'm deciding, well, my dreams with running are just not going to happen. But all in the meantime of this, I was still strength training. I was doing conditioning. I was just trying to stay healthy and feel good. But I knew I kind of needed a new direction in fitness. And also, when you're 17, 18, you're trying to kind of figure out your career. Are you going to go to college? Are you not? What do you want to do with your life? That's in your 20s too. I mean, me now as well. It's hard to kind of figure out what you want to do and what you think is going to be fruitful and prosperous for you. But I knew that I needed to do something that involved fitness, right? So like, am I going to go to college again? What job am I going to have? What am I going to do after school? It was all of these kind of thoughts in my head. But I thought, okay, I'm not going to be going to college because I don't want to. So what can I do in fitness? And I thought, I love the gym. I hate doing math. So maybe I should just start personal training and just delve more into strength training myself. And this is all I did, again, all in the time because I just loved how it made me feel. I loved the feeling that I got from being in the gym consistently. So I started training my friends for free. I started learning. I started just doing a lot of research. I couldn't get a job anywhere in the gym until I actually found this small gym in Alabama called Solid Fitness. I went to probably 5 different gyms and I looked pretty good and also knew more than I would say the average person at that age, but just no one would hire me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like why will no one hire me to just train people? Like I know that I'm good at what I do. So this small gym owner, I've talked about him before, but this guy who's made a huge impact in my life, such a big difference in a positive way, named Christian, actually helped me get into the gym, right, as a trainer and took this risk on me at a small, not commercial gym back home where I used to live in Alabama. So this guy as well, Christian, he was a coach. He still is a coach, my coach at the time. He introduced me to women's bodybuilding, bikini bodybuilding, and specifically, he just thought that I had a good build. He knew that I liked to work hard. He could just, I guess, see something in me, which I thought was really cool. And at that time, again, I'm disappointed because I'm not doing anything competitively with my fitness. So he's like, maybe you should get into bodybuilding. And I needed something to drive me and motivate me. I just knew that I loved competing for myself. I loved making myself better. So I honestly, once I started bodybuilding at first, liked it so much more than running. Just being able to shape your body, controlling what you eat and how you train, seeing your body actually transform because you know you're putting in the work or you're putting in the work is super, super cool to see. So with bodybuilding, you can kind of control every variable, not necessarily the outcome, like how you're going to place, how you're going to win, but you can certainly control what you put into it. You know how hard you're training. You know if you did your cardio or you didn't. You know if you cheated on your meal plan or if you did not. You know if you drank your water or if you did not. You know what you put into it. So it's very self-rewarding. It's something you have to do for yourself. And I noticed once I started bikini bodybuilding how confident it also made me feel within myself. Again, it gave me a lot of purpose and direction because I always felt that I was working towards something. So it was, again, something that was very positive, pouring into something that made me better versus something that was making me worse. I was so driven, and I still am, but it was really keeping me out of trouble as well, whether it was with relationships, whether it was with, again, just life is hard and you get pulled into temptation. So I can thank bodybuilding for kind of keeping me out of this trouble and being in an environment, the gym, that's going to make you better is a great environment to be in. However, when I first started competing, strength training, bodybuilding, everything, I did not know what I was doing until I hired my coach. And even then, it's still a lot of trial and error, which is super crazy. So basically, I treated my body like a science experiment. And I would love to create a whole nother episode on this. You guys let me know if that's something you want to hear, because I promise y'all the shit that I have done to my body for my body is mad interesting. It's mad interesting. But I'm just going to talk briefly on it for now. So there's a big difference between when I first started just strength training and when, again, later in my life, I started bodybuilding. The way that my structure changed, the way that I went about things, it was very different, right? So both consisted of major trial and error with workouts, with food intake, with supplementation, with my daily routine. I had to learn what worked well for my body and what did not. I want to share with you guys a little bit on beginner strength trainer Kinsley versus bodybuilder Kinsley, because both were very different. The mentality, again, the routines, everything I was doing. So the first thing when it came to training as a beginner, I just overtrained like crazy. I was an animal in the gym, but not in a good type of way, doing like 30 to 40 sets per day, having no structure at all, no plan, taking no rest days. On top of that, my diet made no sense. I was trying to eat healthy, but I would be under eating, then I would be overeating, and then I would be like, okay, I need my protein. Let me eat 7 protein bars in one sitting. just not knowing what I was doing. Okay. I remember even when I was first getting started in fitness, strength training in specific, kind of in my later years of high school, again, 17, 18 at the time, I would be bringing cottage cheese and like egg whites to school, protein bars. And people would see me at lunch and they'd be like, this bitch is crazy. And I was like, I do not care. Y'all are the crazy ones for putting them chili crispitos in y'all, your body. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all the crazy one. I didn't really care what anybody thought. I just knew that I was leaning into my passion for fitness and nutrition. So I was trying new things. I was failing. I was adjusting and then just kind of trying again. Big mistakes I made early in my career, just not tracking my progress, not taking progress pictures, not writing down exactly what I was doing. Again, not having a plan, but just going based off of I'm going to work as hard as possible and just try things until I look better, get better, which is not the way to go about it. Was doing way too much, was not listening to my body, not taking the time to learn and research. And patience really is a virtue. People say that all the time. It's overused, but it's true. Still something I'm struggling with, to be honest. Taking the time to learn, taking the time to research, right? Just moving too quickly. That's what I was doing. Then after I learned a little bit more, right, and started getting into bodybuilding, kind of back to what I was talking about earlier, I'm in this new gym. I'm working with this new coach. I hired my coach that I have now, Christian, almost immediately, and he gave me amazing structure and guidance. However, still with bodybuilding, it is a guessing game at times. What I mean by that is your meal plan is constantly changing. You might have 100 carbs one day. That doesn't work. You drop your carbs to 70. You might eat 130 grams of protein one week. The next week, you're dropped down to 100. Like, it's always subject to change. I also tried a lot of different training styles, peaking my body for certain shows. That goes with food manipulation, water manipulation, supplementation even, supplements that made me feel terrible, supplements that made me feel good. Again, I've tried a lot of different things. There's different times and different seasons. I was learning every single time that I did a show prep along the way, which I'm grateful for. Again, my program, my plan was always changing based off of how my physique is looking. That's what bodybuilding is. For those of you who don't know, you're constantly taking progress pictures, sending them off to a coach if you're not coaching yourself. And then they're telling you, this is what you need to change in order to be better. This is what you need to take in order to be better. That's how bodybuilding works. It's a trial and error type of thing. Okay. So at this point, we're just kind of analyzing, we're assessing, we're not quitting, but we're just changing the game plan as needed. And through all of this trial and error, again, from ages 17 to what I am now, 24, I always stayed consistent. I have always looked forward to lifting. And there was even a point in my life where training was honestly the only thing that I looked forward to. And I'm so grateful that I was able to be consistent with it. And that really shows you the power of consistency. I've touched on this in a few episodes as well, but several months after I moved to Miami, I went through a really tough period of depression. And it wasn't really just like, oh, I'm sad. Oh, I don't feel my best today. I'm down. Not for a couple of days. Not for a couple months. This was over a year. Every single day, waking up and just wanting to die, to be honest, just looking at my balcony and thinking like, hey, like, it would be kind of cool if I jumped off of it today. Like, not exaggerating. It's terrible that I went through that. But just to be open and honest, the reason I say that is because what really got me through this time, other than faith in my family, was my fitness, was knowing that I get to go to the gym every single day, because those 2 hours of my day were the only thing that I looked forward to at all. It gave me motivation to keep going. No matter how bad I felt, I always showed up to the gym. I always pushed myself in the gym. Consistency was the key. I knew that, again, for those 2 hours in the day, I wouldn't feel empty. The gym gave me purpose, and it was an environment that was good for me outside of other things in Miami that were not. So it just shows you, again, you have to stay consistent. That's the number one thing with fitness. you can go in the gym and you can even give 60%. You need to give 100%. Say you give 60, say you give 70, say you give 50. The fact that you are in the gym is going to make you better. The most important thing is that you don't go one day and not go the next. No, you get there, you show up, you do it as frequently as your body can take it, you know, as long as you can recover. You keep showing up when you do not feel like it, not just on the days where you have energy or had a good day at work. No, you show up no matter what season of your life that you're in. That's how you get better. And that is one of the reasons why fitness prepared me for life, which is what I'm going to get into next. Fitness has really been the building blocks of my life. And as I have grown, again, I just realized how much that it has shaped me when I have time to really sit down and think about, okay, this is the areas that it's helped me in, and this is where I spend most of my time, right? What you pour most of your time into is going to reflect your life and how you go about things. You pour more time into your relationships, they're probably going to be prosperous. You pour more time into your business, it's probably going to make money. You pour more time into doing drugs and doing alcohol, you're probably going to be an alcoholic. You're probably going to be addicted to drugs. That's how life works. You are what you put your time into. And so I've come to terms to realize how much that it has helped me, not just in my body, but also in my mind, you know, because at first when I started, I wasn't training to look a certain type of way. I was training for a feeling. And yeah, like I said, I still train to look good. But more than anything, I train because of how it makes me feel. I could never make any progress anymore with my physique, look the same and know that I was going to stay the same. I would still show up to the gym the same amount that I do now because it makes me that much sharper mentally. Being in the gym has taught me so much that I hope I can inspire you guys on. But the first thing I want to talk about is discomfort. Training is uncomfortable. It's so uncomfortable. It hurts, right? But it helps you grow. This is super applicable to my life and y'all's as well, because growth is never easy. It never feels comfortable. Moving to Miami at age 20 was one of the hardest things I've ever done. And no part of that was comfortable. And it still is not. Knowing literally nothing and starting a business alone, it sucked. But because training taught me how discomfort helps you grow, that's how I was able to do it. So thank you to the gym on that one. Next thing is, training consistently teaches you that progress is not always linear. You don't know what you don't know, but you have to be willing to try. Again, super applicable to life because, gosh, there are so many ups and downs. I know you guys feel me on this one. Life has ups, downs, and in-betweens. People don't always see this. Just for example, again, I am actually really good friends, just a side story, with a homeless guy who is always outside of a CVS really nearby me where I live in Brickell. And so I'm like talking to him. This is like two or three nights ago. It just came to my mind. And he's like asking me how I'm doing. And I'm not the type of person to really like pour my problems on anybody. But for some reason, this moment, I was feeling so bad. And I just appreciate that he asked. To be honest, he's the only person who asked me that day. And I'm like, you know, I'm doing okay. Like, how are you doing? I'm fine. Like, I just am here to get some medication. And this guy is like, you just okay? You seem like you have so much energy. You always seem so positive. Like, what's going on with you? Are you okay? Like, mentally, are you okay? Psychologically, why do you need medication? And this is a homeless guy sitting on the street being so humble and asking me how I'm doing. And it just really made me think to myself, first off, like, wow, I need to be grateful. I'm doing fine. And then secondly, you can look so happy and seem so positive all the time, but you never know what somebody is going through. You really, really never know. And that's why it's always best to be kind to people. But anyways, that's on another side story, right? Biggest thing is, again, life is not always good. Progress is not always linear. Even if you work hard for something, sometimes it fails. You have to get back up and try again. So the gym really teaches you that because, again, your physique is not going to change overnight and you're going to have many setbacks, even if you are training consistently, right? Moving on, patience. Patience is a big one for me. Results in the gym, again, are not immediate. This is why I believe most people quit, not just because it's hard, but because they don't see results straight off the bat. And this applies to life because all good things take time. Sometimes it's just a waiting season, which is hard, especially because of the fast-paced society that we live in. But sometimes God just tells you to wait and you have to listen, even if you don't want to. Next thing is just consistency. We touched on this a little bit earlier, but consistency is another big value of mine. You will never see progress in training if you are not consistent. I'd say this is the most important thing, actually. And that's how life works as well. You make progress because you're consistent. You can't do one thing for a couple weeks or a couple days and expect to be great at it. This goes for many things. I mean, my career, it goes for my podcast, it goes for my friendships, my family, my relationships. You have to stay consistent in the values and things that are important to you. You're showing up for the things that you love, the things that you care about. Again, not just when it's easy, but all the time, when it's not easy, when it's hard, when you don't feel like it, you stay consistent. Results come from repetition. Doing these mundane things over and over and over again, even if it seems, again, monotonous, when it seems boring, you still have to show up. You still have to keep going. On top of that, the gym has taught me independence. In the gym, no one's picking up those dumbbells for you. Maybe you have a trainer, great, but most people, let's be real, they can't afford that or they can't schedule out the time, and that's fine. Having a trainer is awesome. But when I first started, I had no trainer. I had no one helping me. I was learning myself, and I knew the only person picking these weights up again is me. And again, say you do have an accountability partner or a trainer, I highly recommend that. But even so, no one's going to sit there and squat that barbell up and down for you. You have it on your back. You're in charge of the weight. You know what I mean? So much of my life has been structured around independence, probably too much. You know, I actually hate asking for help. I've been single for the past 6 years, and everything that I have built myself. Not to be boastful, but to be inspiring, hopefully, especially to my girls. Most of the time, if you want things done, you're going to have to man up and do it. You can't wait for somebody to help you out, or you can't wait for the perfect moment. You can't wait to find this guy who's going to provide for you. Great if you have it, but you cannot wait for that. And that's something, again, the gym, I just owe it to. That independence is such a vital skill to have in anything that you're doing in your life. And then the last thing has taught me so much, but that I'm going to share today because I know this is getting tedious, but I'm just passionate. The gym has taught me the power of doing hard things, because hard things make you more resilient. Not only is training uncomfortable, but it's hard. Pushing yourself is not always easy. Taking a barbell, putting it on your back, and squatting it up and down as heavy as possible for as many reps as you can does not feel good in the moment. Like, it sucks, but you know that it makes you better, so you continue to put the reps in. Life is full of hard things. Moving to a new city, having a tough conversation, switching jobs, ending a relationship. These are just the very small things, but there are so many setbacks, so many challenges in life. And I just think to myself when those things come up, like, I have pressed 100 pounds over my head every single day over the past 10 years of my life. Do you guys think that having this conversation is going to phase me at all? This confronting conversation? No, it is not, right? You know, the gym, it teaches you how to do hard things. It teaches you how to build mental toughness, how to build resilience. The list goes on and on. But these are just a few examples of things that come to mind on how fitness has prepared me for whatever life wants to throw my way. So that's why, for me, fitness is a lifelong journey. And I'm talking about lifting weights in particular. Not doing Pilates, not doing yoga, not running or walking. I'm talking about specifically lifting heavy shit and putting it back down on the ground. That is what will prepare you for life. For your entire life, that is what will make you better. And then just to kind of briefly wrap up today, where I'm right now in fitness, a lot of people ask me that as well. I'm not doing any bodybuilding shows anytime soon. It's just not what I feel like I need to be doing right now. There's other areas of my life that I need to focus in on. So I'm really just training, yes, for aesthetics, to look good. I always stay super consistent in the gym. I measure out everything I eat, but I'm really just trying to improve my body and my mind and kind of find the passion for it again when it comes to competing. And then also I'm doing a lot of boxing. Boxing has helped me so much mentally as well. So just really focus more on being a hybrid athlete. You know, I'm running, I'm boxing, but I'm also strength training hard 5 days a week. So that's been really, really helpful. And I don't have a specific goal or date in mind, like for a bodybuilding competition, but I've realized for me right now, the goal is just to get better every single day, to get stronger mentally, physically, to make gains in the gym, to be smart about it. And eventually a new specific goal will come along. Like I said, because I'm super competitive. So we'll see what that is. I'll keep you guys posted. But I just encourage you guys to, yeah, of course, we all want to look good. Train for aesthetics, train to improve your body. That's going to make you more confident. But don't just train to look good. Train for your mind. Train for longevity. Train for health. Train for mental clarity. I promise you again, it'll help you in every avenue of your life. It will help you with whatever challenge or setback you are facing. So if fitness has taught me anything, it's taught me that if you can commit to changing your body, you can commit to changing your life. The skills you gain from the gym transfer. Discipline, consistency, confidence, mental clarity, self-trust, humility, resilience. All of these things come from fitness. The gym is just the training ground to prepare you for other things that you face in your life. So I hope my story inspired you guys and gave you a new perspective on not what fitness just does for your body, but what fitness actually does for your mind, for your mental health. Start something hard. I just encourage you, start something that is not easy and let fitness be the foundation. Keep showing up on those days when you do not feel like it. All right, so to wrap up today's show, I always like to finish with a listener Q&A. If you guys do have questions that you'd like to send in, I always love to connect, and I typically keep the questions anonymous. So feel free to send a direct message to @yoitskinslow or @curlsandcouragepodcast to have your question featured. Or again, if you just want to reach out, I always love connecting with you guys and trying to get a lot more just fitness, lifestyle, and inspiring content out there for you guys. So question for today is pros and cons of living in Miami. I actually get a lot of questions on this, and I thought it would be a good one to share. So y'all know me, I like to start with the positives. When I talk about the pros in Miami, first off, the weather is amazing. I live right by the beach, which is super cool. It's like freezing everywhere right now in the world, and Miami is like 80 degrees, so it's super nice. Miami also has great career opportunities in pretty much every field. Say you want to be a musician, great. You want to be a personal trainer, fitness is huge here. You want to be in finance, you're going to make it work. There's just pretty much opportunity again in every field. And it's also a really good place to network. It also forces you to grow because I feel like in Miami, a lot of people are very successful. Depends on what your version of success is, but I'm talking about financially successful right now. A lot of people here maybe aren't so happy, but a lot of people are financially successful. So forcing you to grow in that way is important. There's good opportunity. There's always a lot of different events going on. And that kind of leads me into there's always something to do. Miami is busy. So if you're someone who really likes going out, you like trying new restaurants, seeing new things, meeting people, exploring, there is a lot of really cool places to eat, to train, to just explore in Miami, which is awesome. Or if you're someone who likes to party, again, I'm not really the party type, but if you like to party, I'm more like chill in the house. But if you like that, Miami is phenomenal for that, I will say. Cons. The number one thing for me is the people, to be honest. I have made some true friends here, but not many. A lot of people here, I find, just do not have, I guess, the similar values to me. People here can tend to be a little bit flaky, a little bit superficial, a little bit take advantage of you, scam you. And that's anywhere in the world, to be honest. But it's just something I think you especially have to watch out for a little bit in Miami. Maybe that's just my experience as a female. I don't know. The dating as well, to be honest. Most guys here, from my experience, are just not the best. That's just, again, my experience. Hasn't been super positive in that way. Expensive. The cost of living here is a lot, especially if you're coming from maybe not a bigger city or like back home where I live in Alabama. It's expensive just to be able to live here, to be able to afford your rent or go out. You know, you go to a nice dinner, you're going to be dropping like at least $100. So it's just one thing to kind of take into consideration here. You will spend a lot. It's a little bit superficial and flashy, like very out there, which some people like that. But for me, it can be a lot. Like, for example, people flexing cars they don't actually own, or nightlife every single night and no routine in the day, chasing more clout instead of character. Another thing is the traffic. It's always crowded here. And then a lack of chillness, I would say. Miami is just very busy, which again, this can be a pro or a con depending on what type of person you are. For me, it's like a love-hate relationship. I love being able to like go out if I wanted to, but sometimes I'm like, gosh, like can the construction just chill? Like does there need to be a Lamborghini right there? Like just calm down. Why are we flexing so hard? It's just not a chill place at all. But great question. And I'm a firm believer that you have to be happy wherever you are. It's more about definitely who you're with than the place that you're at, for sure. And I'm super happy that I moved here. I feel like for me, it's just kind of a long stepping stone, but I'm so grateful to be here right now. And it was one of the best decisions that I honestly ever made in my life. So yeah, it's really shaped me. But thank you guys for watching today's show or listening to it again. It means a lot. If you are interested in one-on-one training or nutrition coaching, I would love to help you. I am taking online clients. So send me an email at kinsleymeeksfit@gmail.com if you're interested. If you like today's show, please rate, review, and share Curls and Courage wherever you're listening now. If you're watching the channel, please hit that like and subscribe button. It would mean so, so much to me as we're trying to grow, trying to keep pushing content out there. So it's super, super helpful for those of you who do support me and my show. And then if you like listening to the radio, check out the podcast every Thursday at WDJY 99.1 FM radio, cool platform on there as well. And my advice is always just to keep your faith and fitness at the forefront of your mind, and you're going to be all right. Y'all have an amazing rest of your week. Keep building resilience, and I'll talk to y'all soon. Appreciate y'all. Bye.